Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jay Forty is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jay is the founder and the president of the Greatness Zone. He's a former financial executive, corporate educator. He now does a lot of coaching and speaking on behalf of helping you and me get up, put our best foot forward in the marketplace with ourselves and our organizations. He's the author of Fire Up Your Employees, also The Greatness Zone, and those are the topics we're going to talk about today. Jay Forty, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks. I appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you here. Okay, I want to talk about how to fire up our employees. And one of the things that you say is you can't fire up. It's harder to fire up the wrong employees. First thing you got to do is make sure you got the right people, right?
Yeah, one of the big words that I think small business owners need to think about going into 2014, and it's really been a conversation we've been meaning to have for a long time, we're just slow to have it, is that we need to look at our employees in a way and try and see where they fit. And by fit, I mean, what's the behavior in addition to the skill and the experience that they need to have to be good in the job? And most of the time, we're just in the history or in the tradition or the practice of hiring people based on what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
But just because they've done something before doesn't mean they're good at it, and it doesn't mean they like it. And those two things are the new definition of performance.
And are you talking about prospective employees or employees that are already working for us?
Well, I mean, I like that you bring that up because part of it is realigning people into jobs that fit them better because we can see a direct impact on that alignment changes
right.
their performance overnight. But it's also in this mindset that when we're hunting down new employees, we have to know exactly what it is that we need. And one of the things we never paid attention to that we need to now is what is the thinking in this job? You know, is this job empathetic or empirical or methodical?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of thinking is going on in the background? Because that's going to set up someone to be successful doing the activities of the job.
And that kind of brain work by your employee requires a certain, for lack of a better word, personality, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, we call it your built-in hardwired sparking.
Yeah.
And there's a great science out behind this that says, in the course of the day, we make 20,000 3-second decisions. So
mm-hmm.
we're always thinking all the time. And based on our unique way of thinking is the way we approach all of the issues that show up in our life. So I like to tell people this way. When you see something about performance, you make a decision about performance, your brain already knows the next 10 steps on what it wants
mm-hmm.
to do. So I think of it like a flashlight, and it's lighting up 10 steps. If the job you're in aligns with that, then you look like a star. You know what to do, and you look like a pro. But if we didn't pay attention to that when we hired somebody in, their flashlight's going to the right, the job thinking goes to the left. We just hired the village idiot.
Well, and if you think
we didn't mean to.
And if you think about the way people get assigned to jobs in the marketplace, and especially small businesses, and as loath as we are to admit it, we have to admit this, folks. We have to admit that we're not the best in the world at hiring people. It's not the thing we do best, and we're not sophisticated typically on our own without some help. We're not sophisticated. I'm lumping myself in here, folks. I'm not just talking about you. We're not the best at making sure we got the right, you know, the right round peg and the right round hole, and so to speak, and everybody's where they're supposed to be. And we need help with that, Jay. We need you to tell us how to do this.
Right. Well, think of it this way too. Most employees, you know, when much of manufacturing moved offshore and the service economy came in, our employees moved from behind machines where our customers didn't see them
right.
to face to face or phone to phone with them. So that changes every dynamic about performance.
Mm-hmm.
So in this moment, that employee now has the ability of being our best or worst brand. And that means we have to pay attention to the things that they're good at and the things that they like
how
to do.
How do we identify these things? How do we make sure the alignment is right between them and the job?
There's two things. One is you start by identifying the thinking or the behaviors that are needed in the job. And you do it this way. List out the activities the job does. Not a job description, but the activities, the things that it actually does. Then you look behind it and say, so someone who's going to be really good at this, how do they have to think? You know, is this a really thinking job or a relationship job?
For example, this job requires a lot of customer interaction. Or this job requires a lot of diplomacy. Or whatever. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. So you would say, you know, for someone to be great in this job, they have to be strategic or empathetic or methodical or whatever the words are. We help craft all those 82 words that we use that help people identify what are these behaviors. So once we know what the job has, now we can say, great, I know the behaviors of someone who would be great in this job. Let me go out to the world and find that person. That's so much different than putting down, I'm looking for a customer service person. So just because somebody's been in a customer service role before doesn't mean they're going to be the customer service person you need for your unique environment.
Right.
But those words about behavior will start to call out the people who fit and the people who don't fit.
Do you have your own testing or method, or do you use someone else's?
No, we built our own because we found that there wasn't one that we liked on the market that we would partner with. So we built one that said, look, here's our terminology on the grid. So we built a grid. And the language on the grid, now we first have companies define the job on the grid, and then they take our assessment that lays the person's results immediately on that same grid. So as they take an assessment, we know right away whether their behaviors, their core thinking, their hardwired processing aligns with the behaviors or the thinking the job needs. And I think that's the big point.
So the first thing people should do, if they like what you're having to say here, first thing they should do is buy your book, right? Fire Up Your Employees and Smoke Your Competition. And then in the book, they can get more comfortable with your system?
Exactly, yeah. We host programs and workshops as well because we like to make the people on who go through our programs the experts in the companies. We don't want to be your consultant. We want to be your teacher.
So and give us the website. Give us the website how we can find your program.
Yep, www.fireupyouremployees.com.
With or without the S on the end?
Employees, yes.
With an S. There's an S. Fireupyouremployees.com. Folks, check it out. That's also the title of the book. You can find out the things that Jay works on there to help you have the right people in the right teams, so your business can move forward and execute effectively. When we come back, we're going to get Jay to tell us what he means when he says we need to find our greatness zone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.